And we are going to read a love song tonight. Just another old-fashioned love song. In fact, this old love song is thousands of years old. Psalm 45, beginning with verse 10. Hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. And the daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift. Even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is of wrought gold. She shall be brought unto the king in raiment of needlework. The virgins, her companions that follow her, shall be brought unto thee with gladness, and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, whom thou mayest make princes in all the earth. And I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. Just another old-fashioned love song. Amen. God bless you, and you may be seated. Psalm 45 is a messianic psalm. The writer of the book of Hebrews referred to verses 6 and 7 of this love song that says, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore, God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Now, the writer of the book of Hebrews said that this is what God said to his son. Now, Psalm 45 is a love song or a wedding song that was written for the sons of Korah. It is a maskil or a wedding song that was written to the tune of the lilies. And it is a song of love. There are some expositors that believe that this song was written for King Solomon as a wedding song. But it goes way beyond the historical and reaches into the prophetic. Solomon was a type of the coming Messiah. As the son of David, Solomon was blessed with the blessings of the covenant that God made unto his father David. And many of the blessings that Solomon enjoyed were the result of God's covenant that he made with David, which was an everlasting covenant. The Bible tells us in 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 16, that the covenant that God made with David and his seed was to be an eternal covenant. Amen. That would never end, and that he would never want for a son to sit upon his throne. And of course, we know that the ultimate fulfillment of that prophecy was in Jesus Christ. Amen. The Son of David. Amen. That he would come. And so the writer here, he says, as he begins to pen this love song, he says, "My heart is inditing a good matter." The word inditing literally means my heart is overflowing with a good thing. That I am overflowing with contemplation. I am overflowing as I think upon this matter, because I'm thinking about pleasant things. I'm thinking about wonderful things. I'm glad that when God, amen, thinks about the church, when God, amen, begins to dwell upon his bride, that he thinks good thoughts. Amen. His heart overflows. Amen. With his desire. Amen. That he wants to give and to heap upon the people of God. And so the writer says, my heart is overflowing. Amen. A good matter. When God, amen, begins to speak to your heart, when God begins to do things in your life, and when God begins to reveal to you his desire, amen, for you, your heart must overflow. Amen. Your cup overflows in anticipation of the blessings of Almighty God. That's why that we can dance. That's why that we can shout. That's why that we worship, amen, the way we do. Because when God begins to reveal himself, and God begins to have communion with us, amen, we cannot contain our joy. My heart overflows with a good thing, for I speak of the things which I have made touching the King. And my tongue is the pen of a ready writer. That he, amen, picked up his pen, and poetry began to come forth from the pen because he was inspired. Oh, hallelujah. Something that inspires me. Something that should inspire every child of God concerning the King. When I talk about my King, when I talk about my Savior, when I talk about the one who is anointed above his fellows, amen, my heart overflows with the good things of God, and I cannot keep it unto myself. I've got to tell somebody about how wonderful Jesus is. Can you say praise the Lord? And so this writer writes, and he says, thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God has blessed thee forever. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. Now while this song, this old-fashioned love song, was addressed to the son of David, the historical person, no doubt, being King Solomon, it goes well beyond, amen, the temporal and the earthly. Oh, hallelujah. It talks about somebody, amen, that's fairer, amen, that's more beautiful, amen, that is... his mouth, amen, is full of grace, that he is blessed forever. Amen. He has girded about him his sword. He is the most mighty. And he has glory. And he has majesty. Amen. This could be none other. Amen. Than Jesus, the Messiah. Amen. The deliverer of those that are oppressed. For one day he will be revealed from heaven, leading the armies of God. Amen. And he will not bear the sword in vain. Amen. He will come with judgment. He will come with his power and his majesty. And in thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth. Oh, I want you to know that he is the truth. Amen. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father except by me. Oh, hallelujah. I am overflowing with joy. I am raptured. Amen. By knowing the truth. For the truth is in him. He is the truth. Amen. He is the Almighty God. Amen. With majesty you ride prosperously because of truth and meekness. Amen. Like a sheep before his shearers. The Bible says that he opened not his mouth. Amen. He demonstrated true, amen, meekness. Amen. He displayed, amen, amen, his power under control. Amen. He did not, amen, react to their violence. He was not provoked in any way, but he rather loved them. Amen. Even when they abused him. Amen. He fulfilled the scripture. Amen. In showing love even to those that hated him and despitefully used him in meekness. And in righteousness, and thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Terror, that word terrible means awesome things. Oh, I want you to know that our King is going to teach us some awesome things. He's going to demonstrate, amen, his great might. He's going to demonstrate his great authority. He's going to demonstrate his love, his glory, for he is the King eternal. Thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies. Amen. This isn't the kind of love song, amen, that maybe some of you were expecting tonight. Amen. But nevertheless, amen, this is just another old-fashioned love song. Amen. It was a song about love. Amen. God loves us too much. Amen. To allow sin, amen, to reign in our life. God loves us too much to allow us, amen, to go our own way in rebellion and away from his commandments. He loves us too much for that. Oh, his arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, whereby the people fall under thee. But thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Oh, I thank God because he's a God of righteousness. The ways of the Lord are right. The way of the Lord is perfect. Oh, the way of the Lord delights the heart of one that really loves God. Amen. We meditate upon, amen, his precepts. Amen. We delight in the testimonies of God. Oh, hallelujah. Because we're in love with the Lord. Amen. Because the scepter of his kingdom is a right scepter. Amen. He judges in righteousness. Amen. He doesn't make any partial judgments. He, amen, he is no respecter of persons. Amen. He's not going, amen, to say it's all right for you. But no, it's not all right. Amen. God's not going, amen, to give you, amen, any special consideration. Amen. We have got to love His Word. We've got to walk in His precepts. Amen. God doesn't play favorites. I said, God doesn't play favorites. Amen. He's a God of the Jew and also the Greek. Amen. He's a God of those that are free, and He's a God of those that are bound. He's a God of the wealthy, and He's a God of the poor. He's a God of the educated, and He's the God of the uneducated. Amen. He's a God for all that will come and exalt Him and worship Him, because He's a God that believes in what's right. He's not a God of the white and not a God of the black. Amen. He's a God of all men. Amen. Why? Because He's a God of righteousness. He's a God of truth. Amen. He's going to right every wrong. He's going to straighten out every crooked thing and make it straight. Amen. He's going to tear down everything that would exalt itself and bring it down. And He's going to raise up everything that's abased, and He's going to raise it up. Why? Because that God is a God of righteousness. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness. Oh, hallelujah. There's something about the oil of the Holy Ghost that makes you happy. There's something about the oil of the Holy Ghost that makes me glad. Oh, hallelujah. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. It's something about the Holy Ghost. Amen. And when it comes time to worship, and we put on our glad rags, and we begin to shout, and we begin to dance, and we begin to worship, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. Somebody, amen, shout hallelujah. Somebody, amen, demonstrate the joy of the Lord tonight. Oh, hallelujah. I've anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And all thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia. Amen. It smells like spices. It smells like cologne. It smells like some fragrant aroma. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, there's something beautiful, amen, about praise and worship. Amen. It's like incense offered up unto the throne of God. Oh, hallelujah. If you want to offer up a sweet smelling savor unto the Lord, if you want, amen, to give God something, amen, to give glory for, amen, worship Him, amen, and let the fragrance fill the air. Praise God. Amen. And out of the ivory palaces, whereby they have made thee glad. Kings' daughters were among thy honorable women. And upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophir. I want you to know that God, amen, could have chosen anybody that He wanted. Amen. Amen. The king could have chosen anybody to be his bride. Amen. The writer says of this love song, king's daughters were among thy honorable women. He could have chosen the most beautiful. He could have chosen, amen, those that had the greatest abilities or talents. He could have chosen someone, amen, that was renowned. For king's daughters were among the honorable women. And upon the right hand did stand the queen, amen, with a tapestry of gold of Ophir. Ophir is a place where there is much gold and many precious things. And here she was, that her clothing was a tapestry of gold. Hearken, O daughter. The first five verses of this love song are to the king, the son of David. Verses 6 and verse 7 reply or directed directly to the Messiah. In fact, as we've already said, the writer of Hebrews in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 8 and 9 tells us that God, amen, was speaking to the Son. Amen. They have prophetic implications. Amen. And when God spoke to the Messiah, He said, "Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever." If you ever wondered who the Son was, He was God manifest in the flesh. He was the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He was the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He was the one that was anointed with the oil of gladness above His fellows. Can you say praise the Lord? Verses 8 and 9, amen, was a special, amen, addressed to the king on his wedding day. Can you remember your wedding day? It's been a while since my wedding day, but I still remember. I remember the excitement. Brother Grissom remembers because he was there. Sister Grissom remembers. Amen. I believe even Sister Hart might have been there. She might remember better than I do. There's a lot of preparation that goes into a wedding. Verses 8 and 9, amen, was a special address to King Solomon, reminding him, amen, of all of the precious things, and all of the places that he had been, and all of the beautiful women that had been, amen, his to choose. But yet he chose this one, along with 700 other ones, 700 wives and 300 concubines. It was hard to remember his wedding days. But there were many, many women. King's daughters were among his honorable women. But he chose this particular bride. And so this is a special. I want you to know that God could have chosen anyone. Of all of the millions and millions and even billions of people on the face of the earth. Amen. I want you to realize that God chose you. Hallelujah. I don't deserve, amen, to be His chosen one. I don't deserve, amen, to be among the redeemed of the Lord, to be the elect of God. But oh, I'm so thankful that He chose me. I'm so thankful that He called me. I'm so thankful, amen, that He, amen, has promised me a place in glory by His side. Because Jesus said, "You have not chosen me, but I've chosen you." And so to the king, verses 8 and 9, amen, remind the king on his wedding day that you chose this bride, that you chose her of all of the women. There were many, but you chose this one. And in verse 10, amen, the love song addresses the bride. Now it gets down to who you and I are. Who are we tonight? Amen. We are the bride of Christ. Amen. Paul said, I have espoused you unto one husband. Amen. That we might be a bride that's holy. A bride that's pure. A bride that's without spot and without blemish. Amen. That the glory of God and the beauty of holiness, amen, might allow us to be in the presence of the King. I'm glad tonight that Jesus chose me. Praise God. Hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house, that when a woman marries a man, amen, she must leave her father's house, and she must cleave unto her husband. Amen. And so this bride is admonished, hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline thine ear, and forget thine own people and thy father's house. Amen. If a woman does not put her husband and her love for him before her own family, amen, that marriage is headed for destruction. I want you to know that God called you out of the house of Egypt. God called you out of Pharaoh's, amen. He called you out of Pharaoh's palace. He called you out of the darkness of this world. And the only way that you're going to truly, amen, acknowledge Him and have a love for Him is to turn your back on the world. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Hearken, O daughter, and forget your father's house, because you're espoused unto one that's holy. You're espoused unto one that's righteous, and his name is Jesus Christ. I told you it was going to be an old-fashioned love song. Amen. It's not popular anymore. Amen. To commit, to make a vow. My Bible says it's better, amen, not to make a vow, than to make a vow and then not keep it. Amen. It would be better to shack up. It would be better to sleep together without the benefit of marriage than to make a vow before God, amen, that says, unto death do you part, and then do everything but keep the vow that you made to God. It is an abomination unto the Lord. It's a stench in His nostrils when we do not honor the words that we speak. Amen. I remember a man in the Bible. This is not in my notes, but it just come to me. A man by the name of Jephthah. They made a vow unto God that if God would give him victory over the enemy, amen, that he would offer as a burnt offering unto God the first thing that come out of his house. I want you to know, when you make a vow, amen, that you need to keep that vow even if it's to your own hurt. Amen. We made a commitment to God. Amen. When we bowed our knee before an altar and we repented of our sins and we were married to Jesus in water baptism and we put on His righteousness in the Holy Ghost. Amen. We took a vow of marriage unto the King of Kings and we better be careful. Amen. Who we give our love to. Because my Bible says our God is a jealous God. In fact, God said, my name is what? God said, my name is jealousy. He's a jealous God. He's a jealous husband. He cares about who we flirt with. He cares about who we spend our time with. He said, if you love anything more than you love me, you're not worthy of me. We've got to love God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. Hallelujah. And the second is likened to this. Love thy neighbor as thyself. These two commandments hinges all the law and the prophets. O daughter, consider. You need to think about it, young lady, before you. Amen. That you're making a commitment. You better, young person, you better consider. Amen. Man or woman tonight. Amen. Before you put your hand to the plow. Amen. You better not have any thought about looking back. Jesus said, anyone having put his hand to the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom. Don't ever have any second thoughts. Amen. The thought of going back on God. A thought of going back to the world. A thought of being, amen, unfaithful to God ought never cross your mind. Because when you begin to think about doing things that are not right, when you begin to think about doing things that you know displease the Lord, you're on your way to backsliding. You're on your way, amen, to falling out of communion with God. Can you say praise the Lord? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, daughter. You mean the first thing you said? Forget your own people. And your father's house. You need to forget that crowd over there. Amen. Amen, because you're a spouse to a jealous husband. Amen. This is an old-fashioned love song tonight. Oh, hallelujah. He wants to love you. Oh, hallelujah. He wants to love you like nobody's business. He wants to love you like nobody ever loved you. He wants to bless you like nobody ever blessed you. He wants to give to you like nobody ever gave to you. He wants you to be a great and mighty people. But you've got to be willing to serve the Lord with a pure heart. Amen. Can you say praise the Lord? Amen. And so shall the king greatly desire thy what? What is it? Beauty. Now what is beautiful in the Bible? Holiness. The Bible talks about the beauty of what? Holiness. You know why God wants you to be holy? Amen. Because if you will turn your back on the world, if you'll walk away, amen, from the place where God has found you and delivered you, the king will greatly desire your beauty. He wants a beautiful bride. He wants a beautiful church. He wants a beautiful, amen, people that call his own. Hallelujah. Doesn't everybody want a beautiful bride? And when you're in love, you can sing. Everything is beautiful in its own way. Amen. You know what? Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. I have never met anybody that was madly in love with their wife that didn't think they were beautiful. Amen. I have never seen a mother that didn't think her baby was the prettiest baby that was ever born. Amen. Come on now. What's the prettiest baby you ever seen? It was your baby. Amen. The prettiest baby I ever seen was my baby. Hallelujah. Amen. She's mine. The Bible says that we are the apple of His eye. Is it because that we have a physical beauty that's greater than anyone else's? Is it our outward appearance that makes us beautiful? No, it's not. But beauty comes from within. Beauty comes from the heart. Amen. Hallelujah. And so real beauty, amen, has something to do with character. It has something to do with virtue. It has something to do with principle. Hallelujah. And if we're going to be a beautiful people, and God, amen, has a beautiful bride. God has a lovely bride. Amen. God has a bride that's making herself ready. She's preparing, amen, for the wedding day. Amen. The reason the church is beautiful, because we are clothed with the beauty of holiness. We're clothed with the righteousness of God. God. Amen. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Can you say praise the Lord? Praise the Lord. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty. There, I could preach a message just on that first verse about the beauty of hope. Amen. Because he desires a beautiful bride. Oh, hallelujah. I want to make sure, amen, that I made myself beautiful. Amen. Every bride before her wedding day spends hours upon hours in preparation. In fact, days upon days. How many of you brides remember the preparations of your wedding day? You wanted everything to be just right. You didn't want your hair stringing down. You wanted everything to be lovely, because this was going to be a special day. A day like no other day. Oh, I want you to know, amen, that there's a day. Amen, there's a day, and it's drawing near. When the bride and the groom are going, amen, to be joined together in holy matrimony. Amen, we're espoused unto a husband. Oh, but one day we're going to go to the chamber. Amen, and we're going to renew our commitment to love. We're going to renew our commitment to the things of the kingdom of God. Because the bride, amen, is going to meet the groom. Can you say praise the Lord? The king shall greatly desire thy beauty. For he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. And the daughter of Tyre shall be there with the gift. Even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. Tyre was historically a city of renown. It was known for its great wealth and commerce. In fact, the empire, the great empires of the world thought, and that in between the two great empires of Assyria and Egypt was a great commercial city by the name of Tyre. It was a Phoenician city that would made itself wealthy and prosperous by means of the sea. The Phoenicians were great seafarers, and they plied the waters of the Mediterranean Sea, and they went to exotic places, and they brought back gold and silver and diamonds and pearls and precious things. They were a people that was greatly renowned. They were the envy of many nations. In fact, the king of Tyre was so lifted up in his beauty and in his wealth and in his riches, amen, that he was compared to Lucifer. That when Lucifer was lifted up in himself and in his beauty, amen, he desired to exalt his throne above the throne of God, that the king of Tyre is personified. Lucifer is personified, rather, in the king of Tyre. And so the Bible said that the daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift. The rich among the people shall entreat your favor. I want you to know that we may be a people, a man of no great wealth and substance today. But my Bible tells me that the meek shall inherit the earth. One day kings will bow down unto you. One day the great men of the earth shall come, and they will show you honor, and they will show you respect, because God is going to cause you to rule and reign over the nations, and all the nations shall exalt the name of the Lord. Right. Amen. That you will be the envy of the world. The rich will want to have company in your presence. The mighty will want to have your favor, because God, amen, has chosen you as his bride. You are chosen, amen, to sit in power and authority, amen, and in glory and in majesty. Can you say praise the Lord? In fact, the king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is of wrought gold, and she is brought unto the king in raiment of needlework. The virgins, her companions that follow her, shall be brought unto thee. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, whom thou mayest make princes in all the earth. And I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. I want you to know that this goes beyond some, amen, historical figure. Amen. This points, amen, to another bride. This points, amen, to one that was chosen, amen, by the King of Kings. Hallelujah. That your name shall be a name that is known in all the earth. You will never be forgotten, because you're chosen, amen, as a bride of the kingdom of God. And you shall, amen, reign in majesty and in power. Hallelujah. I'm going, amen, challenge you tonight. Amen, to love God with all of your heart, because you are chosen to be the bride. Amen. There is a story in the book of Esther about two women, one by the name of Vashti and one by the name of Esther. I would like to liken Vashti to natural Israel. And I would like to liken Esther as a type of the New Testament church. The Bible says that Vashti, who was the queen of the king of Persia was a woman of great beauty. There was nothing about Vashti that would disqualify her as far as her outward appearance. She had the bearing of a very regal individual. That the Bible says that she was most beautiful to look upon. And the Bible says that there was a time of feasting. And when all had become well drunk with wine, that King Ahasuerus sent word to Queen Vashti to come to the royal party, because the women were having their own little banquet in another place, and they too were feasting and making merry. And the request was that Vashti was to put on her crown, and that she was to come before the king and show the men of Persia her great beauty. He wanted to show her off. And Vashti sent back word to the king that I will not honor your request. You see, God chose Israel. Israel was a very worthy bride, a beautiful bride that God embellished her. And she came to beautiful form as she matured. God blessed her above all of the nations of the world. She alone showed allegiance to the one true God. But Israel refused the commandment of God. They failed to honor the word of the Lord. And so God put her away. And He chose you and me. The Bible tells us in the story of Esther that because Vashti, Haman, refused to honor the king's commandment, that King Ahasuerus determined to choose another queen so that the women of Persia would have a better example. Because if all women dishonored their husband, then there would be a great downfall of that kingdom. And Vashti was to have been an example unto all women to show honor. And she dishonored him in refusing his request. The Bible tells us a man of a Jewish maiden by the name of Esther. You know, I don't believe it was mere chance that Vashti was deposed. I don't think it was mere chance that Esther was chosen. I believe it was divine providence. Hallelujah. God put aside, amen, the one that was chosen because she failed to keep the word of the commandment. And God has chosen us. I believe that we have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. The Bible says that Esther came, and she began to make herself ready to go before the king, for the king was going to choose someone in Vashti's place. According to the laws of the Persians, that these young women had to go through 12 months of purification before they could be chosen. For the first 6 months, they were anointed with the oil of myrrh upon their bodies. They were fed a very strict diet. They went through the various and sundry washings and purifications that were required by the Persian culture in preparation for the day that they were to go before the king. 6 months they were anointed with the oil of myrrh. And then the next 6 months they were to be anointed with sweet perfumes and odors. And so when the 12 months of purification were ended, the Bible says that Esther went before the king. I don't think it was her outward beauty. The Bible tells us that Esther required nothing more than what was appointed to her. The women could have anything they asked for. Whatever they wanted, they could have it. But the Bible says that Esther asked for nothing more than what was appointed to her. I want you to know, if you want to have the favor of God, amen, don't, amen, be greedy. Don't be vain. Don't desire more than what you deserve. She asked for nothing more than what was her portion. That's all. No special treatment. As a child of God, amen, don't expect special treatment, amen, because you're a Christian. Don't expect people to treat you differently than they treat anybody else. Amen. But Esther came before the king. And the Bible says that the king showed favor unto Esther more than all the other women. All those hundreds and hundreds of beautiful virgins, amen, that desired to be the queen, that God allowed Esther to be chosen. Well, I believe that's a beautiful picture of the church. Hallelujah. We didn't deserve anything special. We didn't deserve, amen, any special attention. We didn't deserve to even be chosen. But God chose us. Amen. Why? Because He is a sovereign God. God chose Esther. And Esther became the queen. I want you to know, as the children of God, amen, we're getting ready. Amen, we need to adorn ourselves. We need to make ourselves beautiful. Amen, for the king. Amen, our adornment should not be the putting on of gold or apparel. Amen, but we need to put on the ornament of a meek and a quiet spirit. Amen, we need to show honor. We need to be obedient. Amen, we need to honor God. We need to exalt the name of the Lord, and that He might desire our beauty. Hallelujah. Just another old-fashioned love song. Oh, God wants to love you. God wants to love you tonight. God wants you to be beautiful. God wants you, amen, to be more lovely than anything in the world. God wants you to be adorned, amen, with His love, with His spirit, with His righteousness, with His likeness. Oh, won't you put on Jesus tonight? Won't you let the light of Jesus Christ shine in your life, because you're chosen of God. You're the bride of Christ. Amen. Let's offer up to the Lord the sweet perfume of our worship. Would you stand and